Okay, let's see. Says here it's time to listen to Valerie. Hi, Valerie.
Good afternoon there. Thanks. I very much appreciate your being there. Earlier this month, I was diagnosed as having small intestine bacterial overgrowth after doing that little breath test thing where you breathe into all the things over a period of time.
Sure.
And of course, the prescriptive solution is well over $2,000. And
Wee.
yeah, and my insurance, which is apparently one of the better ones as I've done research, takes it down to a cool 600, but that's still a bit rich. And I'm wondering if there's any alternative treatment that I might be able to exercise.
Well, there probably is, ma'am. Am I guessing correctly that you just might be, 50 to 70 years of age, somewhere in that range?
This is true. Dead in the middle.
Okay, dead in the middle. Well, don't be dead in the middle. Be alive in the middle. There you go.
Okay, I'm alive at 65. There we go.
There you go. Thank you, ma'am. Well, one thing, if you remember, I keep carrying on because it's so neglected and ignored, despite the fact that it was published by the Mayo Clinic, no less, in 1932. They pumped the tummies out on all these people of different ages to find out of how much acid they have. And what they were able to nail down, no questions about it, is that by the time a woman reaches age 60, she actually has a 52% chance of having less stomach acid being produced than when she was 16. And
Oh my.
when there's less stomach acid produced, ma'am, guess what? Why, the bad guy bacteria grow. Because the bad guy bacteria are kept in check when we're younger. Hardly any of us have this kind of trouble when we're in our teens and 20s. They're kept in check because of the acid that comes from the stomach. And those bad guy bacteria just don't like acid. So they die. They're not there. They're not there to give people trouble. For example, that's what's behind this thing called rosacea, in case you happen to have it. But in case you don't, that's what's
Yes.
behind rosacea. Ah, there you go, ma'am. You got low stomach acid. Rosacea, there were six or seven research papers reported in the 1920s. I wish that doctors would all pay attention to the medical journals. And if they don't want to go read them all, hey, read my newsletter. I put all this stuff in my newsletter all the time. Anyway, there were six or seven research reports about rosacea. All the people with rosacea had low stomach acid, just like President Trump does. How do I know that President Trump does? Because he's got rosacea. And all the people with low stomach acid,
That
yep, all the people with rosacea had low stomach acid. And then guess what? They started taking hydrochloric acid with meals, and over time, their rosacea disappeared. And that's the signal that we're taking enough hydrochloric acid pepsin to keep those bacteria friendly and honest instead of dishonest and unfriendly. So anyway, it's a very important thing, ma'am. And you really need to be working with a doctor who can guide you. How much hydrochloric acid should I take? And with meals and all that kind of stuff, it's in all the stores called betaine hydrochloride with pepsin. And yes, a person can walk into the store and buy some and take it with a meal. But if the stomach lining has deteriorated enough, it'll hurt. And if the stomach lining itself hasn't deteriorated, it won't hurt. But that scares people. When it does hurt, it scares people into thinking they don't need it. Well, they don't need it right now because their stomach lining isn't strong enough. It's very much like after menopause, sometimes sex hurts when it didn't hurt before menopause. That's because the lining tissues there have deteriorated and they can be built back up with hormone replacement. The stomach lining can be built back up with specific replacements too. No kidding. We have a list of them at Toma Dispensary. People can get the list for free anyway. This is my stomach lining rebuilding protocol. Not mine, but this is the stomach lining rebuilding protocol if one needs it. And they'll send it to you. But again, you should be working with a physician on this because it gets a little bit complicated. Here's the other complication. If the stomach isn't making enough acid, then those same cells that make acid, they're supposed to make the factor that enables vitamin B12 absorption. So guess what? Most everybody with rosacea needs B12 shots and they feel better with it. So anyway, ma'am,
And
there's a
since I've
bunch you can
started
do.
B12 via my rheumatologist, you're right, my rosacea has improved dramatically.
There you go. So anyway, you need to get to work on that stomach acid because here's the other thing the Mayo Clinic pointed out. They pointed out that by the time people get to their 70s, fewer of them have low stomach acid. How'd that happen when it was going up and up and up with time, having low stomach acid? As they pointed out, that means a long history of insufficient acid, insufficient digestion of nutrients, and guess what? They died of malnutrition.
Oh, my.
Inadvertent malnutrition. They didn't do it to themselves on purpose. They weren't just weren't digesting everything.
Good grief. Okay. Well, so, and I have had some luck with drinking apple cider vinegar.
Yay!
With the mother in it, and it's really getting to the point where it's really rather tasty.
All right, ma'am. Well, that's a start. But remember, the acid in vinegar is acetic acid, and what our tummies make is hydrochloric acid, which is much stronger than acetic. So that's in the stores. It's called betaine hydrochloride, and has pepsin in it too, because those cells not only make the acid, they make the protein digesting enzyme called pepsin.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate understanding that difference.
Okay, ma'am. And by the way, the term that I put on this after reading that Mayo Clinic thing a long time ago is gastropause. That helps people understand it. It's like menopause when the ovaries say goodbye. It's like a man's andropause when his testicles say, I can't do as well. Well, the stomach does the same doggone thing with time, so we call it gastropause.
Very good. That's very descriptive.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I hope that helps. Check with your doctor if you
need. I'm sure it will. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, ma'am.